Okay, good morning, everybody. So the last point that we had been discussing is Yom HaKippurim as a Yom of Vidui. And the Rambam paskins in the next halacha, Vidui Shenagu B'chol Yisrael, quote, Aval Anachnu Chatanu V'hi Ikar HaVidui. Now this is a little difficult, as Halacha Mishnah notes, because this expression, Ikar HaVidui, has already appeared in Perek Aleph. And the Rambam says, Ketzad Mizvadin, Omer Ana Hashem Chatasi, but not just Chatasi. And forget about the plural of chatanu, chatasi, avisi, pashati, lefanecha, v'asisi, kach, v'kach, right, there's the pirut hachet, v'arei nichamti, voshti, v'masai, a second theme, right, nechamba, busha, regret and shame, and third, kabbalah, lo'asi, lo'olamei, nichozer, l'dvarzeh, v'zeo, ikaro, shel vidui. So Halacha Mishnah says, okay, we can synthesize these Rambams, lav davka, when we say here, aval anachnu, chatanu, so Halacha Mishnah writes, Near the Ladavka Chatanu Lavanu Chatanu Avinu Pashanu Shezawi Ikar Havidui Chmosh Chasav Rabbeinu Lamalu Reish Perek Rishon Chatasi Avisi Pashati Vanecha Vegam Kan Davinu Hachi Amai the Chasav Chatanu Etzalomar Chatanu Shu Chatanu Avinu Pashanu Kenirli. So the Lacha Mishnah gets us, I think, only so far, right? Because even if you want to suggest that, you know, when the Rambam says Avanachnu Kulanu Chatanu or Avanachnu Chatanu Kulanu, that's a reference of Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, all of those Lashonos. What about Nechamo Busha? And what about the Kabbalah Asi, Lolomini, Choser, Ledabarzes? It's not a perfect synthesis. Moreover, what do you do with the Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabim? So I think the Lashon Rabim is a little bit easier, because here the Rambam isn't talking about Vidoy in general. He's clearly talking about Vidoy of Yom HaKippur. And we'll get to the next Halacha, Mir Tashem, early next week. This is ensconced within his treatment of the special din prati of vidui b'yom HaKippurim. So I think we could be satisfied, right, that what the Rambam is talking about here is the vidui of Yom Kippur. And the vidui of Yom Kippur, right, we know it's Ketz Mechila Uslichal Yisrael, right, L'yachid Ula Rabim. So, you know, the use of Lashon Rabim, right, is probably justifiable under that context. And we're willing to grant the Lacha Mishnah, right? Chatasi aviti pashati. But what about the Nechama Ubusha? And what about Kabbalah lo'asid? Right, this, I think, is a very fascinating question. And the fact of the matter is that it's reflected in the Gemara that the Rambam is working off of altogether here. So the Gemara Masechta Yuma, and Daf Pei Zayin, after, you know, it finishes with the Rambam Paskin at the end of last halacha, Veichan Omer Yachad Achra Tfilaso Shliach Tzibur Omer Be'em. So Mai Omar. So we have Rav, we have Levi, we have Rabbi Yochanan, we have Rabbi Hamnuna, right? Everybody wants to weigh in on, you know, like what the essence of Vidui is. So Mai Omar, so Amar Rav, Atayodea Razei Olam. It's like acknowledgement that Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, perceives everything, right? Ayotar yachal libam, mevin al kol maaseim. Shmuel amar mima make halev. Right, Rashi notes, tfilahi, right, that the emphasis of vidui is, you know, sort of a pleading from the, you know, depths caused by sin, right? A very different conception. Maybe Shmuel shita, right, really highlights the aspect of nechama busha. Levi amar v'sarascha kasuv le'mor. Rashi adds, "Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechap Relecham Etar Eschem Mikol Chato Seicham Lifnei Hashem Titaru." Right, the potential for expiation. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a third shita, Ribon Ha'Alamim, Kilo Al Tzidkosin Anachnu Mapilim Tachnuli Lepanecha Kial Rachamecha HaRabim. Right, an acknowledgement of the, you know, extraordinary opportunity that you know, Vidui and Yom Kippur represent in terms of, you know, the possibility of expiation. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, fourth shita, ki avonoseinu rabu milimdos v'chatoseinu atzmo misaper. It's sort of this sense of, you know, complete, you know, like helplessness, right, without the miracle of Yom Kippur, that we would be just awash in sin without any recourse. Rabbi Hamnuna Amar, fifth shita, So a bakasha to avoid yisurin, but also clearly an emphasis on nechama and busha. V'hainu viduya de rava chulashata, u de rav hamnuna zuta b'yoma de chipurei. there's our distinction, the distinction that we're trying to draw here, right? That it may be, as Gemara says, that's what Rava would say all year long, but that's what Rav Hamnuna would say specifically on Yom Kippur. So Amar Mar Zotra, this is a critical part of the Gemara, lo amara, ne lo de lo amara, aval anachnu chatan, aval amara, aval anachnu chatanu, tu lo tzarech. If you say those words, what the Rambam paskind was, yikaro shalvudyoi, right, then, you know, everything else is not essential. Damar bar hamdu, they have a kaim, they kamli de shmua, vav yasiv, v'chimata shlicha de tzibura, v'amar aval, anachnu chatanu, kamekam, right, he would get up, amar shmamina, ikar vidoi haihu, right, that's how the Rambam got the language of ikar vidoi. Okay, so apparently, right, within the context of Masechta Yoma, within the context of discussion of Yom HaKippur, the Rambam paskens like the last view in the Gemara, there are five or six different shitos, that Ikaro Shel Vidoy is Aval Anachnu Chatanu, right? Not the Nechama Ubusha, and not the aspect of Kabbalah, you know, La'asid, not a sense of, you know, helplessness, not, you know, acknowledging Kadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, Atayudei Razei Olam, and not even the tefillah of Mimamake Halev, but simply stating that one has sinned. Aval anachnu chatanu. This is Ikaro Shel Vidoy, at least as far as Yom HaKippurim is concerned. So is it possible to suggest, I'm just making this as a suggestion, that the way the Rambam perceived the Gemara, whereas just like the Gemara was mechalek between Vidoy de Chula Shata versus Vidoy de Yom HaKippurim, so in Perek Aleph, what the Rambam is talking about is the general halacha, the din klali of vidui. And there he says that there are three essential elements. Chatasi aviti pashati levanecha, sisi kach v'kach, nechama ubusha, kabbalah, you know, le'asid. When it comes to Yom Kippur, and that's ikaro shel vidui, v'chal marba, you know, harezah meshubach. When it comes to Yom Kippur, ikaro shel vidui is even more focused. It's simply to acknowledge the chait. Right, and to be mefaret esachet. It's not, right, saying that you shouldn't say these other things. It's certainly not saying that there's no role for nechama ubusha, right, or kabbalah la'asid, but that on Yom Kippur, in particular, the emphasis on the day is, right, the notion of acknowledging the chet per se. That is the essence of the special din of vidui Yom HaKippurim l'shitas HaRambam. So again, just l'sakeim, a suggestion, Perek Aleph versus Perek Beis, Halachates, what is Ikaro Shel Vidoy may depend about what we're talking about exactly. Are we talking about the Din Klali, or are we talking about the Din Prati? If we're talking about the Din Prati of Vidoy Yom HaKippurim, there's an argument to be made, that Ikaro Shel Vidoy is truncated even further, the emphasis being of anachnu chatanu kulanu, and then God willing, through this day and on this day, ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letarischa mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru, will go to work.